The Chris Perillo Show's coverage of Northern Voice is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
I've seen a few familiar faces here at Northern Voice, and one of them happens to be someone who was at Gnomedex this year, and Darren Barefoot, and that is his last name. So you didn't know if it was just a blog name or a pseudonym, but that is his name, Darren Barefoot. Took me aside for a few minutes and asked me a few questions about how Gnomedex was put together when he was putting together Northern Voice. So my first question, Darren, is how's it going?
It's going very well. No crises so far, actually. And most of your advice was actually very handy, I think. Though you did advise us to have a single-track conference, which we didn't do, because we just had so many interesting things, I think, to cover, and we only wanted to be one day. So I can certainly see the value of a single-track, too. But, so far so good, certainly. You know, there's a whole afternoon and evening left for, you know, people to gouge their eyes out or other, you know, problems to arise. But, you know, the Wi-Fi works, people have power. Those are the two pain points in conferences, I think. So, yeah.
How many people did you have, then, in total?
We have about... Well, if everyone shows, we have about 260, I'd say 240. We have 240 probably here right now or registered already. We had about we got a lot of good media yesterday locally, and so we've had about 30 people show up today, and we kind of just managed to fit those people in. So,
now, based on what you've experienced so far, and I realize the date is only half through, but is this something that you're going to do at some point in the future?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I look forward to the day when we don't have to talk about blocking all the time, you know, but... until that day comes, I think we could do another conference. I mean, you know, we'll see what the feedback is around the blogosphere over the next few days. But if people thought it was cool and had a good time, no reason not to do it again.
I was actually quite surprised when Robert Scoble was on stage and he asked how many people knew what RSS was. And there were actually, I'd say about maybe one fifth of the crowd didn't know what it was. Are you finding that most of the people here are already blogging?
Yeah, well, about 20% of the people here don't have blogs. So the vast majority of people here would mostly have blogs or, you know, would know people with blogs, this sort of thing, or be directly related. But about 20% of people don't have blogs and are interested in starting. So that's great, I think. And we have a session specifically dedicated for newbies this afternoon and other sessions that would be of interest to them. So, and I'm glad the tone of the talk so far hasn't been overly technical, overly geeky, overly hardcore kind of, you know. So that's why we are really pleased to have people like Julie Leung here talking about non-technical topics that are still really important, you know.
Yeah. That was a very impressive presentation, something that I wasn't quite expecting. It was PowerPoint, but no slides per se. Are there any people that you wish could have made it this time around, or people that couldn't make it because of, you know, any type of conflicts?
Well, there's probably always people you'd like to meet who you read. I would really like to meet the woman behind Deuce. I don't know her actual name, right? But she would have been ideal for this conference, I think, because it's a social conference, right? And it's about the culture of blogging as much as anything, right? So, and she's, you know, kind of steeped in it, a classic example. But I think Julie's kind of along similar lines. We've got other people here who are like that. We're really exceptionally pleased with the people who came, you know? I mean, Sue Charman came all the way from England, you know? I know. So, and, you know, people have come from all over Canada and stuff. So, for the most part, no, nobody stands out, really.
How many people then did come from Canada versus other countries like, say, the U.S.?
Yeah, I haven't done the stats, but I think maybe 10 or 15% of people are American here.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I mean, you know, it's pitched as a Canadian blogging conference, and people kind of came from the Pacific Northwest because they're, you know, Seattle, obviously, big technology area and that sort of thing. But the vast majority are Canadians, I think.
Any surprises?
That everything's gone smoothly so far, I think, you know. I was ready kind of for disaster and ready for, you know, triage and damage control, and so far so good. So
seems like you have a good staff going. Are they just volunteers?
Yeah, they're all just volunteers. So there's six organizers, me, Boris Mann, Roland Tanglau, Cyprian Lomas, Brian Lamb, and Lauren Wood. And we've all been great, I think, and we've all become friends. And Lauren, of course, plans the XML conference every year, so she knows so much about conference planning that she's been fantastic. And then we have, I don't know, maybe 10 to 12 volunteers, some people we know, some from UBC, because this is the UBC campus, downtown campus, and Brian and Cyprian are from UBC, so there's kind of a university connection there.
Well, I can say that my experience so far has been very positive.
Great. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it, yeah. So we'll see how things go.
Yeah, because if I didn't like it, you'd hear it. Then, too.
Well, that's fair enough. I want to hear that, too, yeah.
Thanks, Darren.
All right, thanks a lot.
Listen to The Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific, or download archived versions of the show at chrisperilloshow.com.